From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said on Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul, al-Jadida district, is still not clear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Mosul Municipality Chief Abdul Sada al-Haba, who is supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Grande is the UN humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy, and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead included 16 prisoners and prison staff. Separately, the monitors said the government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus. This is VOA News. At a special summit on Somali refugees in Nairobi on Saturday, Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, commonly known as Farmajo, asked the leaders of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development to help his country find a durable solution to the Somali refugee crisis, including reintegration of returnees inside the Horn of Africa nation. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million Somalis have been displaced during the country's civil conflict, now in its 26th year. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says more funding is needed from the international community to prevent famine in Somalia. Stephen Lauer is the UNCF representative.
Congress just wasn't ready.
A drought in the war-torn country is threatening 3 million lives. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan and areas vulnerable to border militant attacks are being given priority. Army Chief General Qomar Bahawi revealed the project during a visit Saturday to tribal districts including Mohammad near the Afghan border, where terrorists assaulted outposts from across the other side and killed 5 Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous border. Both blame each other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soils. U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of the effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. Saturday morning, the president tweeted that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode and said he would, in his words, get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Don't worry. End of quotation. Hong Kong's next leader will be chosen on Sunday by an election committee stacked with pro-Beijing elites who heed the wishes of China's communist leaders rather than the semi-autonomous region's voters. Analysts say John Tsang is the most popular candidate to be the leader of Hong Kong, but most Hong Kong media is reporting that his opponent, Carrie Lam, is Beijing's favorite and is likely to win. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.